as to whether all forms of honey, even including honey from insects other than bees, like wasps or other forms of insects which do produce honey, are permitted or not. And this is a difference of opinion. If you say that the reason simply is because the animal takes it in and emits it, it should apply equally well to a wasp. But if you believe that it's a zerata katub, a special dispensation God gives you to eat honeybees honey, but not wasp's honey, then the wasp's honey would be prohibited. And this difference of opinion remains throughout. That is a difference of opinion amongst the Gemara as to what the law is, and it is a difference of opinion amongst the Rishonim, but most of the Rama adds that we don't have to worry about it because it's not common. Some do. Okay, but since we were dealing with medical issues, I now want to come to another tshuva which will be important to us before we reach the tshuva of the Ravadi Yosef. I don't know if we'll get to it tonight, but we're about to study it. Mummies. Again, from the 1911 Encyclopedia Britannica. A word may be added about the use of money in medicine. Mummy. The name, as has been pointed out above, is derived from the Persian mumia named pitcher asphalt, which substance occurs frequently in the prescriptions of the Greek and Roman medical writers. Medieval physicians in the East conceived the happy idea that the highest virtue would exist in that which has already been employed by the Egyptian priests in preserving the human body. Thus, the bituminous and fatty matters found about the mummies and their wrappings were employed as a sovereign remedy, particularly for wounds and contusions, and a brisk trade began in these exhibitions of mummies. This led further to the medicinal use of fragments of the mummies themselves, and finally the swelling point was lost sight of, so that the dried and prepared flesh of criminals became one of the standard forms of mummy in the pharmacopoeia. It was not until the 18th century that the importance of mummy in all its forms waned, and in some of the least progressive quarters of Central Europe, it survived into the middle of the 19th. So mummies were a form of part of the pharmacopoeia. Standard, you go into the drugstore and ask for a portion of mummy to cure your headache. Right. Here, that was from the Encyclopedia Britannica. I now downloaded something from the web. The trade in medicinal mummy involved, of course, actual Egyptian mummies, embalmed human bodies. They were collected and...
Mummies.
Talking about mummies. I don't know. I used the asphalt, bituminous. They were collected and shipped across the Mediterranean to be sold as a pharmaceutical. Mummified human remains were a staple of the Bakathari shops from the 12th to the 17th centuries. Nor were they unknown to medicine before the 12th century. They are referred to as in the works of Avicenna. From his writings, we know that he used them to treat paralysis, skin eruptions, abscesses, and diseases of the spleen and liver. You learned something here. Get medical school. Nor was this the only reference to the mummy trade. The French military surgeon Ambroise Farr, in 1509-1509, argued against the substance widespread use. Paracelsus, a little earlier, he lived from 1492-1541, devised both a popular balsam of mummy and a treacle of mummy. So remember, Paracelsus is regarded today as one of the heroes in the history of medicine. Parkinson, in the Theater of Plants, 1640, wrote an account of the virtue of mummies. It is the very body of a man or woman brought chiefly from Egypt or Syria. No other part of the world so good. True mummy must be embalmed in the Egyptian fashion and not after the manner of the Jews. The manner of the Jews was a trade in substitutes, an answer to the widespread demand for medicinal mummy. A physician to the king Navarre Guy de La Fontaine, that was his name, gave details. He recounted a blind trip to Alexandria, scouting out a likely supply. There he visited a Jew's shop and viewed the merchant's stock. Some some 40 mummies, every one of which had been prepared by the proprietor. To do so, the merchant had collected the corpses of slaves and other persons, opened them and filled them with bitumen, bandaged them and dried them in the sun so they became a reasonable facsimiles of the genuine thing. All of his stock had been mummied within the previous 4 years. Both Jewish and Christian merchants merrily manufactured their own mummies. Any desiccated human body was fair game. As late as the 19th century, for instance, corpses were found in the deserts of the Persian house who were gathered and the flesh sold for medicinal uses under the name of mummy. Okay, so not only did you have real mummies, but you had imitation, as you say, generic.
All kinds of imitation.
No, this is standard medication. It's just that, what do you call these ones? These were counterfeit mummies. Okay, and of course this cannot go without a tshuva. I'm not discussing this issue. All right. This is a tshuva of a Radvaz. For some reason, the Radvaz didn't make it into his collective tshuvot, but he does. We sent it in the Tshuva of the Dinah Rabbi. Sha'alta mimen, she asked my opinion. Odiacha da'ati, al ma samchu ha'olam l'trapot v'psar ha'met ha'nikwa mumuni. How is it that people have taken it as being broadly permissible to use as a remedy the flesh of a dead person, which is called a mummy? Although, not only they actually use it, Elish and Mistacharimbo, they actually trade in mummies, the Nosim and Nimbo. And after all, this should be something which is prohibited to derive any benefit from. The Kaimalim, the Sahameh, the Subahana, the Fivatamak Shamil. Tshuva. The Inyan Isu Achila. On the issue of why you're allowed to eat a piece of mummy, you didn't have to bother to ask. The vaday mutal ba'achila certainly should be permissible. Sharei mishtanetzu b'tov, its form has completely changed. V'chazar liyot afal ba'alim, and it just becomes some form of dust, dirt, earth. V'kol shekein al yidei samim, and certainly because of the chemicals which are added to the mummy, sharei mumia ubasar hachamitim. This is the flesh of the embalmed flesh. Shachotim over kama minei sanim. They have embalmed it with various forms of chemicals. Today la anitzu v'tovu gufo. V'chozer liyot ke'ein zefet, and it turns into some form of tov. Ve'ein lo isro achilat asher katafti al inyan miski v'tri. And it should be permissible for the same reason that musk is permissible. But as far as prohibition of deriving a benefit from it is concerned, that's not sufficient reason to permit you to derive benefit from it. Hametz which has been completely burned after the time that it became prohibited, you're not allowed to derive benefit from the coals that you get from burning hametz. To be either the pair kosher, but to the kind of uncall and karim at all asur bahana. Ulukichach tzarif omar, said some kuli rapoto, they relied on the permission to use it as a remedy, afilu shelo makam makam sakana, mutne shehu shelo kider hanato. This is not a normal form of banishment. Velo mash, velo, I don't know if that is, velo, etc. Velo, la sotin ben tachtoto. The Vadai Havi Shaloki Dacha Najot, El Apilu Loflo Lushtato Havi Shaloki Dacha Kachlacha. So he first says that this is Shaloki Dacha Nato, and therefore it's permitted to derive benefit from, and secondly, as far as eating it is concerned, it's completely changed its form, and therefore it should be permissible as far as eating is concerned. I'll skip. I'll do the last paragraph. The local crew after the survey Torah, Ben Achila, which Ahana, or Kevan Shalot, Kedar Hana, 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 This doesn't is insufficient why the Jews should be allowed to trade in money. But Tzarich lomar she'ein asur b'hana'a ela matei Yisrael. Only Jewish corpses are prohibited to derive benefit from. Or matei goyim einam asurim b'hana'a she'ein ra'iti v'tazchot v'tazchot v'tazchama d'vara kama v'tazchama 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 Yisrael v'tazchama Yisrael v'tazchama goyim she'einam asurim b'hana'a v'tazchama 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 גם כן יהיה סורים בהנאה, אבל לא יהיו נערים בהם בהמות, כי יוצא בזה לא מצים. הלכת בשר מת גוי קשה. בשר חמור לעניין הנאה, וכתיב אשר צחנו לצרה, הלמדת ומותר לפרות ורמור אפילו דרך אכילה, ואפילו בכל מי שאין בסכנה, ומותר לשר ולתן ולעשות לו סחרה, ומותר להנות מכיבי הגויים, ומעיקף לכך. ומיהו אם מתאמים במאגר ומעשר ואוהל יגבלו, התורה ממסיר לי, אין מתאמים בו אלו, וזה אתה מייחד אפילו שידי הכנתה, ומותר שאין בו אלו ישראל. אולי פעם כאן, זה דברים אחרים מובאים בו, ואפילו רק יעשו לפרול פסח מלחמת, יש לו חי כסף הרם מלחמת שלושות, יש לו לא עשה דריק, אין לנו יפרי, אבל הוא חולה, אפילו שאין לו סכן מותר, כיוון שהוא שלא כדי הכנתה, שבו בו אלו נראה מרק. וכן, נתוב כאי גדול, ונראה שזו אם כולו מוכר כן יצא לי סורי המדרן ודם לא נחכמין אני לי שהמומיה מוכר בהנאה שהיא מתי גויים מזמן הגיפטים these dead corpses from the time of the Egyptians ואם נתני האיסור שיש בצער מאחר לשניים פעם נפסדה צירתו ואין הכלב אוכל אותו וחזר להיות אחר ומיטר אני לא ידעתי שכה so he makes two rulings here. One is that the prohibition against deriving any benefit from the corpse of the, applies only to Jewish corpses and not to non-Jewish corpses. And secondly, as far as the prohibition of eating is concerned, even though you're not allowed to eat the flesh of any human being, Jewish or non-Jewish, this corpse has become so degenerated by virtue of the embalming fluids and turned into some form of tar or other substance, and that's what's relevant to us as far as the skeleton tissue is concerned that this is the company's. Radbaz. Okay? 16. Drew is on fire. I doubt it. He said no. Well, there's a non-dealer. They're a dealer. Yeah. No, he's saying that you're allowed to use mummies because they're non-Jewish corpses dating back from the time of the Egyptians. The fake ones. But the fake ones were presumably also not Jewish corpses, one would assume. So he didn't deal with the issue of whether one can be, commit fraud. Maybe he was unaware of the, I guess the FDA was supposed to be in trouble for dealing with fake ones. Huh? Okay. Let's move up a couple of centuries. Here's an interesting tshuva, because the reason that it's not terribly relevant to us, but it's interesting because you can see the psychology of what Rabbanim used to feel what their obligation was. This is a tshuva from Jacob Weicher, who lived in the 18th century, Rabbi Rabbi in Metz. על מה סמכו העולם למחות היתר לאכול ולשתות דם הנקרש והמתייבש מטייש? How is it that people are accustomed to using as a medicine to ingest dried blood from a ram, שקוראים box blood, שמתייבש בחמה, been dried out in the sun, אף החולה שאין בו סכנה, רק בנפילה בעלמה, just Not talking about a person who's deathly ill, in which case everything would be permissible, but just somebody who has a bellyache and feels that he has to get into bed, that is certainly not a critical critically ill patient. Tshuva. Hine pashut v'shastim l'chot ha'papala tikver v'dam b'chamav yachlo chayavin olam. Someone congealed blood in the sun and ate it, he is liable. V'cheinu b'chulim d'ach p'tala r'vei d'dam zeh yisur gamuru v'imkein ha'yon yireh l'chaoro l'esor. Therefore, one should presume that one should not be allowed to use this dry buck's blood as a medication. וכדומה לזה כתב הרשב"א בתשובה מובאת יוסף יודע סימן ק"ד וקורא תגר על הרופאים שנותנים לחולים חומץ שלהם של חרפות, אין שם, רב האורך. אך יש לומר, אך לצדד היתר, we can form a reason to allow this, כיוון שכבר ימדרו, because this is now common practice, ונוהגים היתר בפשיטות רפואה זו, ובוודאי מנהג של ישראל תורה. Since this is a widespread practice to use this, obviously there must be a good reason. In other words, he like all Rabbanim up until the Hungarians at the beginning of the 19th century, and what happened to rabbis in America since the 1950s, felt constrained that if you found a practice which was widespread, you tried to justify it, not try to change it. The rabbi's role was to match the current practice with the abstract rulings. Okay, who's on the phone? Is that? Ach, יש לנו לצדד היתר, כיוון שבר ומנוע ונוהגים היתר בפשיטות רפואה זו, ובוודאי מנהג של ישראל כרוהו. ונראה לי הפעם, therefore it seems to me that the reason is, וכיוון שנתייבש כל כך עד שנעשה כעץ, since this is dried so much that it's just like wood, ואין בו שום לחוכית, there is no moisture left in it, אין בו איסור כבר, there is no prohibition whatsoever. ובגבנה שכתב הרעמס, אם תזיין סיפיוד, בהגב האור הקיבה שמתייבש כעץ, if you have a stomach which has become so dry that it's like wood, ומהייתם הנוהגים היתר והנקרש על דופני חביות שקוראים ביינשטיין. And for the same reason, we allow the use of, potassium tartrate, the crystals that form in wine, that are known as Weinstein, could either be ordered as in the chemicals of the flame. וכן במה שקוראים בלז, or used as some form of a bladder, שמשתמשים בו לקשור על כלי שתייה, אף שהיינו בעימות ריפול נבלה, גם כן מכירים מהייטיימה, שכבר מתייבש בו כל הלכוכית, since it's become so dry that it's just a completely dried substance, ואין בו טעם כבר, and therefore it's permissible. ועוד יש לו מה כדרך שאמרו בש"ס, מי בידי הכנתו כאבינו, this is not the normal form of consumption, ובציור הטעם בנידון שלפנינו, כיוון שקרובים בו איברים הפנימיים, since the person does have a bellyache, דאבי מכה של חלל, you don't know what kind of an illness he has if he has a severe bellyache, and he also should be permissible. So he rules that you're allowed to use this box blood as a remedy because it's been, of course, the real reason that he's allowing it is because everybody's using it. And it's his job, as he felt it, to justify an existing practice, not to change what everybody is doing, considering as permissible and prohibited. So he allowed it. Okay, so as I said, some change took place in the United States from the 1950s onward, with the establishment of the Lake of Yeshiva, with the influx of the Hungarian Hasidic communities, whereby the general opinion was that the Orthodox Jews of America didn't know what they were doing anyway, and if they were doing something you thought it was wrong, it should be overturned and prohibited, even though it was common practice for many. This is a completely different psychology from the traditional view that rabbis have, that you try to reconcile practice with text and come up with some agreeable compromise in the middle. So here we have the Radvaz allowing even the trade in mummies, because it was actually done, and Rabbi Jacob Reicher allowing to use an additional box blood because this was something that was a widespread practice. On the issue of gelatin, it's more complicated because the majority of the halakhic authorities I mean, of the people who prohibited it, the one serious post-sake was Rabbi Weiss. I mean, Rav Kapha was a great Rosh Hashiva maybe, but he wasn't well known as, as a Dayan. Yeah, so one has to be known. Right. Okay, so we did not get to the main Tshuva that I wanted to study, which is the Tshuva of Rabbi Yosef. I don't want to start it, I can't finish it, so we'll stop a little bit early today and get back to this, which is, I'll be a bit one-sided because I'm going to study in detail the Tshuva which permits gelatin, and I don't think I'm going to give Rabbi Weiss equal time. But at any event, I'm trying to find out what you said that you saw this on candies in Machne Yehuda.
Yeah.
I wrote to my friend who's in the business of giving of the kosher department of Rabbanut, but I haven't gotten an email answer from him.
Maybe
it's still be on the
table. I mean, if I could admit that I did eat it, I might have
Well, okay. So what else? In addition to the issue of gelatin, we have two related problems, which I will also try to deal with. One is kermes or cochineal. There's the red dye, which is used as food color.
Cochineal,
right. But before they had cochineal, they had something which was called Shermes, which was also a book. The Tolaat Shani, the red worm, which is mentioned as the red dye in the Bible, was some form of a bug. So before I'll pass out this material next time, I have it here. On top of that, you have the issue of confectioner's glaze. They're also, that's made from shellac, and shellac is also made from bugs. Chelek you don't eat, but so we have to also, can you eat your American chocolates or candies which have confectioners glazed on them? And here Rebbe Feinstein did commit it. I guess he didn't have to stand up against the Ron Cutler. I don't know, I think that these are sort of substitutes. Since they make a profit, I assume they will use the least expensive substitutes. All right, so we'll stop a bit early tonight. And